We have some chanterelles up here.
A few steps off the popular Mount Riley Trail near Haines, Travis Kuchel spots clusters of golden chanterelle buttons poking out of the understory. He takes out a knife and cuts the stem at the ground, then brushes soil and leaves carefully back over the hole.
These are beautiful, too. Like, you can feel they're kind of slightly moist, but really solid, too.
Kuchel is Haines' resident mushroom expert, both in exploring and harvesting varietals throughout the area and in delicious ideas. He's a chef and runs a local catering company, Malonishta, where he incorporates local forage mushrooms throughout the menu.
You got to cook them so the water dissipates and it caramelizes, and you get this chanterelle water caramelized around the outside of the mushrooms. And then you add a little bit of butter and a little bit of garlic.
He goes out most mornings in mushroom season, August through mid-October. He'll take just a few for breakfast later, like a chanterelle omelet, or to sauté and stock his freezer for recipes year-round. A hike on the Mount Riley Trail could yield a mix of golden chanterelles, neon orange chicken of the woods, or big, meaty king boletes, also known as porcinis.
Another one I see that grows here that's similar is a blue night polypore, and they're all white like this underneath and blue on top, and they're really good too.
And right here on the trail.
Right here on the trail.
Kuchel says friends will be out hiking and send him questions and pictures of mushrooms, but even after 16 years in Haines, he's still surprised by new finds.
My friend Leah made me a soup the other day that was filled with yellowfoots, and I was like, where are you finding these right now? You know? And she's like, none of your business. But
just like fishing, people keep their favorite mushroom spots under wraps. But mushroom hunting is about knowing what to look for and knowing the risks. Further up the trail, we stop and take a look at another white button-like mushroom.
This could be a destroying angel, which is deadly poisonous and white and looks like that. So best to just lay off.
Kuchel says whenever in doubt, leave it alone. But of course, people have found creative workarounds too. Like the fly Amanita, which has an easily recognizable, fairy tale-like red and white spotted cap.
Well, they're a trippy mushroom, but they're also can be deadly poisonous and completely shut down your nervous system. So why would you want to risk that? But the way most people have eaten them in the past is they've already been processed through like reindeer, and they pick them out of their reindeer stool and then eat them or make tea out of them.
Some say that's where the story of Santa Claus and his flying reindeer comes from, originating in the shamanic cultures of the Siberian and Arctic regions. Kuchel likes to stick to the known, delicious varieties. Besides, when foraging around Haines, there's more to consider. As he cuts the soil from a king bolete stem, he looks up suddenly and scans the forest.
Another thing I like about mushroom foraging in Alaska, too, is that there's bears everywhere. I don't know, it adds to the excitement.
Bears, like people, are also foraging this time of year. So if you do go out, be aware, and mushrooms will be blooming till the first frost. In Haines, I'm Corinne Smith.